Chinese government is calling on North Korea to ensure the safety of Chinese diplomats in Pyongyang. The comments come after the North Korean government announced plans to suspend all operations at its Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone with South Korea. CRI's Jan Chuang Fung reports.
North Korean state television has announced the North Korean government is pulling out all of its nationals from the Kaesong Industrial Zone. The zone is where around 120,000 Korean companies employ some 54,000 North Koreans.
It will temporarily suspend the operations in the zone and examine the issue of whether it will allow its existence or close it, as the South Korean authorities and military warmongers seek to turn it into a hotbed of confrontation between compatriots and war against North Korea, hurting its dignity.
The announcement has prompted a response from the Chinese government. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei.
Regarding the situation on the Korean Peninsula, we want peace, not war. We want reconciliation, not tension. We want dialogue, not confrontation. Conflicts or even wars on the Korean Peninsula are not in the interest of any party. China is committed to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula and Northeast Asia, as well as denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The Chinese government says its embassy in North Korea is operating normally for the time being. The Chinese side has called on North Korea to ensure the safety of Chinese personnel at its embassy. At the same time, the South Korean Defense Ministry says it believes the North could be preparing for its fourth nuclear test sometime this week. Spokesperson Kim Min-sook.
We're aware of the possibility of North Korea launching a ballistic missile around the 10th of April. We're closely monitoring the movement of North Korea's ballistic missile launch by using joint South Korea-U.S. intelligence assets.
Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have been increasing on an almost daily basis following the latest UN resolution against North Korea following its latest nuclear test in February. For CRI, this is Zhang Shuangfeng.